بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد ومن والاه. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. ما شاء الله، congratulations. We are now at the beginning of our journey. We are now about to embark, alhamdulillah. What are called usul al-wusul, the foundations of the path. And when scholars use the word usul, it means something that comes from the Quran or the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, or from one of the evidences of sharia. Whenever you hear the word usul in the classical context, it means ad-dalil, al-adilla. Right? So it saves people the trouble of asking, you know, where's the dalil, where's the dalil, where's the dalil? We started by talking about the importance of saying La ilaha illallah abundantly, because that's going to bring about a lot of things that are going to suddenly just kind of amplify our awareness. And then buttressing this with fear and hope so that we get into a state of balance. And now we're ready to embark on the journey, alhamdulillah. The Shaykh, he starts with what some people say is the beginning, middle, and end quality. Throughout the journey, this will always be there. We find it early on in the Quran's address to the Prophet, peace be upon him. We find it towards the end, actually at the very ending of the Quran's address to him, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What do you think that quality is? Like, the first step on the journey from the usul al-wusul is repentance. Subhanallah. Why? Because if I repent, tawbatan nasuha, like if I repent sincerely, well, alhamdulillah, then, you know, I'm starting with a clean slate. And there is a difference of opinion amongst theologians, but the predominant opinion amongst theologians is for somebody who repents, all their sins are forgiven. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ جَمِيعًا. Allah forgives all the sins. Subhanallah. So there's a beautiful axiom that says, مَنْ تَابَ إِلَى اللَّهِ تَوْبَةً نَصُوحًا كَمَنْ أَسْلَمَ لِلَّهِ بِدَايَةً. That whoever truly repents to Allah is like a new Muslim. And that's why you find, mashallah, some scholars used to say, I become a new Muslim every day. Right? I repent to Allah. Jaddid hadihi al-alaqa. Right? That person, you know, revives and renews the relationship with Allah. So, Sheikh Ahmed Dardir, he says, وَجَدِّدِ التَّوْبَةَ لِلْأَوْزَارِ وَلَا تَيْأَسًا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ الْغَفَّارِ. Allahu Akbar. وَجَدِّدِ التَّوْبَةَ لِلْأَوْزَارِ. That you should constantly, on this path, renew your repentance. لِلْأَوْزَارِ, because of the wizard, because of your sins. The word toba is from a word which means to turn away. Tibtu, I turn from something. So toba, if you think about, we define mujahada and the sayer to Allah, working and striving for Allah and traversing to Allah. You can see how toba is central to this, because toba means to repent for the times where I disobeyed Allah. Right? To repent for the times where I inverted what should be done. What should be done is, I should disobey my nafs and obey Allah. But I repent because I've obeyed my nafs and disobeyed Allah. And all of this is found in Surah Al-Fatiha. I'm repenting because I'm maghdubi alayhim. I'm repenting because I have not acted on what I should act on, even though I know it. And I'm repenting on being dal, astray, because I've acted out of arrogance, right, or out of ignorance. And I'm repenting from those two to be alladhina an'ama Allahu alayhim, those who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has favored. Allahu Akbar. That's why I like to tell my students the last third of Surah Al-Fatiha is really sight mapping for us the process of repentance. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. So the Shaykh, he says, وَجَدِّدِ التَّوْبَةَ لِلْأَوْزَارِ. That you should constantly be in a state of remembrance. The Prophet of repentance. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, by the one who has my life, I seek Allah's forgiveness and I return to him at least 100 times a day. Meaning abundantly. Sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now, Every act of worship has some major foundations that have to be there. We're going to talk about some of the foundations of repentance now. The first one is an-nadam. Ala ma waqa'a minhu min al-mukhalafati li mara'ati haqqi Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That the person is repenting for obeying their nafs, obeying evil, and failing to shepherd and responsibly look after their relationship with Allah. So there's this sense of regret. Regret. And nadam. The Prophet ﷺ said, At-tawbatu nadam. That repentance is regret. Right? So I have to genuinely feel that I've made some mistake here. I have to genuinely feel a sense of penitence. The second, وَالْعَزْمُ عَلَىٰ أَلَّا يَعُودَ لِمِثْلِهِ. The second is that I also have a sense of determination that I will not return to the evil again. Now, if I do, that doesn't mean that I haven't been forgiven, as mentioned by the majority of theologians. And if I do, I have to keep seeking forgiveness. I shouldn't give up. There's a beautiful narration that the Prophet in Sahih al-Bukhari said that there's a person who sins and repents and sins and repents and sins and repents and sins. And every time Allah says, I forgive, I forgive them, I forgive them, I forgive them, I forgive them, I forgive them. Allahu Akbar. This hadith we learn from our mashaykh, and when they read it, they don't stop. We say, like, Shaykh, it's not on the paper anymore. Like, and they keep saying it. They say, because we're not stopping, because the mercy of Allah doesn't stop. So, like, to remind you, you know, that Allah's forgiveness, mashallah, rahmati wasi'at kulla shay, as the Quran says. وَثَالِثُ الْإِقْلَاعِ أي التَّرْكِ يعني. الْإِقْلَاعِ means to abandon. عَنِ الذَّنْبِ فِي الْحَالِ. That if I truly feel these things, then I should stop sinning immediately. So there's a sense of immediacy. I'm not just like, yeah, later, you know, عَنْدَمَا لَوْ هَدَانِي رَبِّي. No, no. الْإِقْلَاعُ عَنِ الذَّنْبِ عَنِ الذَّنْبِ الحال. So the three foundational components of Tawbah. Number one is the person, mashallah, feels a sense of regret. Number two, that the person has determination not to return back to it. And number three, as we said, is immediacy to leave it. And the fourth, we'll talk about it, inshallah, is that if I've done something wrong to someone, like I've stolen from them, or I've backbited them, or I've hurt them, abuse falls into this, then I need to seek their forgiveness. However, some ulama said that if, like for example, backbiting or something of that nature, telling the person is going to create a greater harm, then it's better not to, wallahu alam. Then the sheikh, he says something very nice. He says, وَتَصِيحُ التَّوْبَ مِنَ الذَّنْبِ دُونَ آخَرَ بِخِلَافِ السَّيْرِ إِلَى اللَّهِ تَعَالَى فَإِنَّهُ إِنَّمَا يَصِحُ بِتَوْبَتِي عَنَ الْجَمِيعِ. And what he's talking about here is, and there's a sentence before it, that a person can repent microly, like there's certain sins in the life they want to work on, so they repent for those, they repent for those, they repent for those. As they build up the capacity to seek forgiveness. وَتَوْبَةُ الْكَافِرِ عَنْ كُفْرِهِ بِالْإِسْلَامِ مَقْبُولَةٌ قَطْعًا. And the repentance of a disbeliever who embraces Islam is accepted without a doubt. And he says, وَالْمُؤْمِنْ الْمُذْنِبْ مِنْ ذَنْبِهِ مَقْبُولَةٌ ظَنًّا وَقِيلْ قَطْعًا. Right? That, and the believer who repents, there are two opinions. One is that they don't know, maybe, maybe or not. The other opinion, which is the opinion of Abu Hassan al-Ash'ari, which is the strong opinion in my understanding, is that they will be forgiven, based on the verses of the Qur'an. Then he says something really nice. He says, وَلَا تَيْأَسًا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ الْغَفَّارِ. Do not despair of Allah's forgiveness. أي أَسَّتَّارُ لِلذُّنُوبِ. Meaning Allah will hide your sins and forgive you. فَإِنَّ رَحْمَةَ اللَّهِ رَحْمِ وَسِعَتْ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ. Because Allah's mercy permeates all things, even the great sins. وَالْوَلِيُّ. And the righteous person, هُوَ الَّذِي كُلَّمَا وَقَعَ تَابْ. I love this statement. That the righteous person is the one who, whenever they make mistakes, they repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Qala Allahu ta'ala, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ التَّوَّابِينَ. Allah loves those who repent. So they have the love of Allah. But they're repenting because they made sin. See, there's something really beautiful there, mashallah. He said, وَهُمُ الَّذِينَ كُلَّمَا أَذْنَبُوا تَابُوا. as he said earlier, those people that Allah loves are those who, when they sin, they repent. وَمَنْ أَحَبُّهُ اللَّهُ تَعَالَىٰ قَرَّبَهُ وَأَدْنَاهُ. And of course, when Allah loves somebody, that means they're close to Him. And they have a relationship with Him. So what He's saying is, don't let your sins destroy you. Repent. Because Allah loves those who repent. وَلَيْسَ شَيْءٌ أَشَدَّ عَلَى الشَّيْطَانِ مِنْ تَجْدِيدِ الْمُؤْمِنِ لِلْتَوْبَةِ. I love this statement. He says, nothing is more difficult on shaitan than when a believer revives their repentance. It comes back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So alhamdulillah, this is now the first step on the journey, is repent. Every day, take a few moments, make istighfar, make dua, turn to Allah, ask Allah to forgive you, ask Allah to forgive us. Barakallahu feekum wa jazakum allahu khairan wa sallallahu wa sallam wa barak ala Sayyidina Muhammad. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.